The climb up the pro baseball ladder can be long and punishing, sometimes taking years to go from rookie ball to the bigs, if you make the bigs at all. Toronto Blue Jays farmhand Trevor Schwieke has put his foot on the first rung of the ladder. He did that last year in short season A ball before COVID closed down the campaign this year. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need, and you can give online safely, quickly, and securely and remotely at WWIB.com to help keep the show on the air. Trevor is from Marshfield, Wis. He played college ball at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He was a 13th round draft pick of the Blue Jays in 2019. And right now, he's back in Milwaukee with baseball on hold till maybe 2021. The infielder with me again on Sports and Commentary. Trevor, thank you for taking the time. Last year, you played pro ball, have one season under your belt, played short season A ball for the Blue Jays affiliate in Vancouver. Tell me what that was like for you.
Yeah, so, you know, the pro ball schedule is a lot different than the college ball schedule, per se. You know, I played in the Northwoods League, which is a very similar schedule in that aspect. We're pretty much playing every day, every 14 days, 15 days. So that's kind of a big adjustment. I actually had never been out to the Northwest really for an extended period of time. So, you know, getting to live in Vancouver was such an amazing experience too. You know, like I said, everybody kind of came in there with not really knowing who everybody else was. Once you get drafted, you're pretty much getting separated into a group of guys that you may have heard their names, but you've never really met personally. So another thing you kind of have to adapt to and react to. And so it was a great experience getting to meet all the good guys up there and kind of getting the first pro season under my belt.
Yeah, so you played Northwoods League baseball, I think most recently for Madison, but you're also up here in Eau Claire, right?
Yeah, so after my freshman year, I had played summer ball down in Joliet, and then about halfway through, I had a connection with the manager up in Eau Claire, and so I went up there for the last, I want to say 30 games, 35 games or so.
Cool. So fans up here of the Express may remember you. Last season in short season A ball, you were at third, you were at short, your natural position at second and at first, so you occupied every infield spot except for catcher and pitcher. Was it because the Blue Jays organization wanted to see eventually where you might fit in for them?
Yeah, so I got drafted as a shortstop with kind of the understanding that I was going to be transformed a little bit into a utility player. So in the Northwoods League and in college ball, I played pretty much every position on the field. You know, I played a little bit of outfield as well. You know, my freshman year in college, I played third base, my sophomore year second base, and junior year shortstop. So I think that only kind of works to your advantage to be able to be as versatile and move around the infield. You know, I think that's going to help you later down my career.
Yeah. What was the biggest adjustment you had in your first year of pro ball?
I think probably the different movements on a lot of the pitches that I had seen. You know, face higher velocity in the Northwoods League. I faced good enough velocity in the Horizon League. But, you know, you get into some of these guys that are throwing the same velocity and the pitch is moving 3 to 4 inches, and it's pretty hard to pick up right away. And I struggled with that a little bit in the early, and then I kind of got into a good groove with it, and then towards the end of the season, they'd start kind of getting back at me. And so that was probably the biggest adjustment I had to make moving into pro ball.
Mm-hmm. 13th round draft choice of Toronto in 2019. A lot of teams were interested. We're in contact with you, scouts, calling you, texting you, saying, hey, if you come here, we could offer you this or that, or what would it take to get you here? Tell me about that draft process for you.
Yeah, so the draft, I believe, was June 3rd through June 5th. So I remember on June 4th, I was kind of projected to go later rounds, like 7 through 10. Obviously, found a little bit of trouble with the slot of values and the pooling of money between all the organizations, and so I'd gotten a little bit of interest, probably 3 to 4 teams had reached out to me on day two and just kind of given me very vague offers and just said, hey, does this pique your interest? Like, would you be interested if we took you at this spot for this much? And so I said, yeah, absolutely. And so then day two had passed by and been selected. And I remember that night and that morning from day three, I had know, probably 10, 15 texts from different area scouts. My agent had been calling me saying, hey, like, we've got a lot of interest here. Like, I think you're going to be a pretty early selection on day three. It wasn't necessarily a bidding war. You know, every value after that is, unless you have a little bit more leverage, like a high school kid, it's pretty much slotted around the same value. So it's pretty much just how early I could get off the board there. And I'm very grateful that the Blue Jays took me in the 13th round.
Yeah, 13th round is no slouch for sure. Ultimately, wound up with the Jays. What did they promise you?
I had heard great things about their player development and from various guys that have been in the system, too. There are a couple guys around the area that I talked to. Like I said, they had promised from what they had paid me, and then on top of that, they had been paying for me for another year to go back to school. So that was kind of a big concern of mine, too, is because I had about 12 credits left to finish up my degree, and so I wanted to make sure that I had either the time and the money to be able to go back and finish that degree after pro ball was done.
All right, Toronto Blue Jays farmhand Trevor Schweike from Marshfield, Wisconsin, with me on Sports and Commentary, UW Milwaukee product, and that is where his life dramatically changed. He had a revival, spiritual revival. And Trevor, if it's okay, I think we'll save that for next time here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for coming by again. We'll talk soon. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure.